From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. New legislation that addresses the use of Native American names, images, and symbols has been proposed in the Utah legislature. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more.
The proposed resolution would discourage local governments from removing Native American names, images, and symbols unless they determine there's a consensus among affected tribes that they are offensive and should be removed. It comes from Representative Rex Shipp of Cedar City, which has seen controversy in recent years over its now-retired Redmond High School mascot. But according to Tamara Borchardt-Slayton, the chairwoman of the Paiute Indian Tribe of Utah, there's a problem.
He didn't reach out to any tribal community.
She says Shipp didn't officially reach out to her tribe, which is also based in Cedar City, or any of the state's other seven tribal leaders before introducing his legislation. Shipp confirmed this, but says he spoke with some tribal individuals and one national group.
I have done some reach out, probably in retrospect. Maybe I should have done more of that, but I still feel like this is a good resolution.
The Utah League of Native American Voters is holding a protest against the resolution at the state capitol tomorrow. David Fox, KUER News.
Utah's Board of Regents and University and College Presidents expressed optimism today for higher education governance reform. Right now, the state's public colleges and universities and its technical colleges are governed by two separate boards. A state commission co-chaired by Republican State Senator Ann Milner is working on legislation to put both systems under one umbrella.
That would allow us to make pathways for students to also meet the growing needs of industry in our state and be able to accommodate the needs of the population growth that we're expected to see.
Milner says legislative staff is working to have drafts of one or two bills ready for the general session, which starts Monday. Regents and presidents say they welcome the opportunity to work closer with technical colleges, but they hope the new system will respect each institution's differences. There's been a new discovery in Utah. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, it's got a lot of teeth.
Researchers have unveiled a new species of dinosaur. It's a kind of Allosaurus, and it looks like a smaller version of the T-Rex. Mark Lowen is a researcher at the Natural History Museum of Utah. He helped unveil the new animal. He says it's weaker and much older than its more well-known cousin, but it's still scary.
This animal was relatively long, at 26 feet long. Had a long neck with a slender skull with lots of sharp teeth.
Lowen named this new dinosaur Allosaurus gymmadsoni, after Utah's first state paleontologist. The animal's fossil was actually first discovered about 30 years ago, but it took a long time to unearth the dinosaur's bones and to get a better look at it. Once researchers did, though, they realized that this was a different kind of Allosaurus than the one we've known about since the 1870s. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
The Allosaurus fossil is on display at the Natural History Museum of Utah in Salt Lake City. The 35th Sundance Film Festival officially began last night. KUER's John Reed is there now.
Park City streets have filled up once again as thousands of visitors descend for 10 days of movie madness. This year, there are 118 films representing 27 countries. Sundance organizers say they had a record number of submissions, over 15,000 films. And despite the white male dominance of Oscar nominees, the festival has a diverse roster of filmmakers. In the U.S. dramatic competition, 47% of directors are women, and 53% are people of color. The festival officially opened last night with two documentary premieres, Miss Americana, a revealing look at pop star Taylor Swift, and Crip Camp, the story of a group of disabled teens who met at summer camp and went on to start the disability rights movement. John Reed, KUER News.
Democratic candidates for president are beefing up their Utah presence ahead of Super Tuesday, which is March 3rd. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is launching a volunteer effort tomorrow with an open house and phone bank at his new campaign headquarters in Salt Lake City. Senator Elizabeth Warren also announced senior staff picks this week for her campaign in Utah, including an organizing director and regional directors for different parts of the state. Utah reliably votes Republican, but President Trump won with a plurality of the vote in 2016, around 45.5%. That's the lowest percentage for a Republican presidential candidate in Utah since George H.W. Bush in 1992. This is the first time the state will hold its primary on Super Tuesday. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.